the scientist of the mind, János Szentágotai. The defining figure behind brain research in Hungary, in addition to founding a school, was born in Budapest in 1912 as János Schmiert. His ancestors included numerous distinguished physicians, and he was raised with five brothers, all of whom became physicians. He completed his university studies in Budapest. As a university student, he worked at the Institute of Anatomy. He gave his first presentation about the results of his work at the reading session of the Hungarian National Academy. He acquired his medical diploma in 1936. Even decades before the defining proof provided by electron microscopes, with relentless patience and experimental work, he proved a theory that the neuron is the smallest unit of the nervous system and that the combination of neurons' projections are surrounded by the cell membrane. The neurons are cells that specialize in sensing and transporting stimuli. He was drafted in the last year of World War II. He became a prisoner of war in an American camp and became a supervisor of a military hospital in Germany. He returned home in 1946. At the age of 34, he became a professor at the Erzsébet University of Science and Anatomy in Pécs. He organized a group of young scientists that soon earned international acclaim. He was chosen to be a corresponding member of the Hungarian Academy of Science at the age of 36. His faculty started the first experiments with electron microscopes in studying the brain in 1961. In 1963, he became the director of the Institution of Anatomy at the Medical University of Budapest. The experimental studies under his leadership became widely known internationally. His original approach and vision, his wide horizon, enormous knowledge, and fierce personality brought him to the center of the international scientific community. Numerous international scientific associations, among them the
British Royal Society and the Papal Academy of the Vatican,
awarded him membership in their respected organizations. He was the president of the Hungarian Academy of Science between 1976 and 1985. He was an elected representative in the last National Assembly prior to the regime change, and then in the first one that followed. In his numerous speeches, he campaigned against the building of the Danube Dam in Nagymaros, along with the experts of the Academy who had helped begin the campaign in the early 1980s. He insisted upon expanding democratic changes to all aspects of life. He was a genius when it came to teaching. Generations of medical studies from his three-volume series of textbooks of anatomy were published in 1971. His work, The Atlas of Human Anatomy, which was authored together with Ferenc Kiss, was translated into 13 languages and was published more than 100 times. Numerous students of medicine and dentistry from Europe and Asia studied from these textbooks, and they are still in use today. He was curious about global affairs until his final days. He monitored events both in Hungary and abroad. In addition to his scientific bulletins, he authorized articles in different publications about education, the connection between belief in science, art, upbringing, the unity of body and soul, environment protection, and the basic questions of our human existence and culture. He truly was a Renaissance man, epitomizing the entirety of science and culture with his spirit. Literature, history, poetry, music, and painting were a permanent presence in his life. He also painted his aquarelles, preserve his memories as a calendar. He passed unexpectedly in 1994. In his biography, he confessed, "My main goal in life has always been to be a great brain researcher and to be a sophisticated and decent man, whatever that means at the end of the 20th century, but most importantly, to remain a Christian."